it's a maise cotton, so it's not considered to go with rabbi. And the Yesh Chilkim all know that even though it's not fit to be served in that particular shape, but as long as it ultimately it will be served without any real toil, so mimele, so it's considered to go with rabbi. Because that is something that the balabais or the balasabais doesn't do it herself or himself, so it's done by somebody else. So maybe let's consider the maisikot. Levata negila the sosol vishimuchus a maisikot. Mashma di misil kvar aneitzeis. In other words, if the feathers were already plucked, vadayim l'nitlo mishol ha-me'ayim, v'l'niftach ha-betenei, z'choshim l'chus ha-maise, v'l'i botl, v'cheve shal yuv shat me'ire, y'pshit edi botl, kalachim ha-meneitz, t'anigir, z'chim kosem v'ashar. Abol im kvo nechrechu, chshim echticho roi al ischabe, t'afil l'nim l'cha adayim, v'afil l'keve shol im enibot, abol pishol l'nitlo t'alfeyen, efshal l'keitzison, l'choshim l'chus ha-maise got. Rei shall ifes in a hoshe will got Cosm Mashal Pirgil and Noshe Simon Gimel, the Rei shall behem or will hoshe, Rakri shall eagle. The Holshkin will wash in shall share the hoshe, Shari Avrom, Kibit is a Malochim, begimulishanis. All right, Shumana Kanto Cosm Mashal, the Hadra the Kanto, shall eagle, hoshe. Afal Pisha Shobni Maim, Loichive. So, in other words, but Hadra the Kanto in. So that near the large intestine, so that is choshev. Uchvakosa v'ashulchan oruch, risim en kufiyu, dehakel v'yamokim v'azman, u'b'neinu hadra dikanto shaleigel choshev. Avol eya, shumen akanto in roi l'ischabeit, avol eya shumen avos, the skin of the fats of a goose, mikre roi l'ischabeit v'nebot, b'isa v'heter, shom b'gilye meivid im nechtach o'eya shal avos l'rtzui izbotlach shivosim. Vitamo Mashal Shom, Kimshin Nechtivo in Yechshuvo, Meizetzate Yechshuvo, Beishlemus. So, in other words, if when it's Nechtivo, it's not Choshuv, so how could it be considered Choshuv when it's Beishlemus? Beishlemus. Vigamo Ani Yezdaiti Yipore. Ifre, v'ika kibud be'irav, zo acha shechit chenei se michtiches litadlo, inenu reis, shemechabdim b'chol mokim be'isan achtiches amtugoneis, b'fni anoshi b'chshuvi, al kol choch vadai have chticho ruya lishabe, afilo b'nechticho. V'nireh mishumoch elohivye ramo b'shuchonor, d'akamei shechilik ze, aval tishe b'tiches chatos, hivyei lavikeru, v'ein lihokil b'ze. So in other words, it's a machlekes as to whether I mean, the Isavheta says that the Eir shall avos, so only when it's Shleimo, so it's considered, it's not bottle. But if it's Nechtach, it is bottle. Now, it's strange to say that there is a Machlekes in Mitzias. I mean, Mitzias is what it is. But, so we have to say that when does the Isavheta say, now he says, דייקא קיבוד בעיר האב זה אחר שחית חנייסי, לכתיכס לטגנום, איננו ראי שמחבים בכל מוקים, בעיס הנכתיכס אמתוגונס, בפני אנושים חשובים. So, it's possible that there has been a change, you know, in the eating habits of people. After all, between the time of the Isavheter and the time of the Taz, there were a few centuries. So Mimele, when the Isav Heta says the Nechta Choeya Shel Avos Birtzuis, Ibotl Chivosei, apparently, I mean, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. I mean, how could the Isav Heta argue over a question of fact? Now the Taz says that Einenu Reis Shemechabdim Bechol Mokim Beisichtichis Hamtugonis Bifnei Anoshim Chshuvim. So it seems that in the time of the Isav Heta, so the practice was that a distinguished guest was not given a small strip, a small strip of the Eir Shel Avos, but he was given the whole thing. But then, the guest himself, before he put the Eir Shel Avos into his mouth, so he sliced it. But that was done by the guest before he put it in his mouth. But apparently, I mean, we have to say, so when he was honored and when he was given the Eir Shel Avos, so he was given a whole portion, a whole strip, not one slice of the strip of the avos. So Mimele, since the practice was to serve a whole unsliced strip of the Yashar Avos, so the slice, it could not be considered as Echtiro Willis Chavit, even though before he ate the distinguished guest, he did slice it. Mashain came the time, that, so there has been a change in the time of the Taz, so it, the slices were served. So Mimele, of course, it's considered Echtiro Willis Chavit. All right, now, Kulkemon. וכן שוב נמיים אירועים להסחבית. כוסף מרשאו, בפרק הנושא, סימנון וזה לשני, אוכל נראה לי שבריב מכם שרואיסי שהקורקבון של אבוס חושב רואו להסחבית. ומאחר שכוסף הרמב״ם שהקלטון הוא לפי הזמן, ודאי חושב קורקבון עזוב. הקורקבון אבוס חושב לבות, עד כאן. משמע בשל תנגילס והבר רואו להסחבית. וכן כוסף מריל, בשימרין ופטבו חילק זה. ואי מה שכוספתי סימן ההנהי, די דווקא לעניין זה הווה קורקבון בכלל. My. So in other words, so they are discussing whether the Kurkovon shel Avos is Rolo Yischavit or not. But now, Kosav Marshal, Shom Vizal Shene Chach Mekroke, Heiru Al Boso, Avos Al Psar Avos, Shal Achoze Shekirem Bilek, Shav Al Pi Shehuv Shet Avos, Av Al Pi Chein, Nikro, Habilek Rolo Lechavit. In other words, the membrane of the chest of the avos of the goose will in the red shall like din hero avo pisha ms bin kimis avo shoro le khabel fnei khim tsliye mikol mo kim acha shuf shat avos vi nit ot farto bottom men achivus u ktsaz deime this is marshal says so that it's not holy shabbat that membrane of the chest of the avos but mashi u ktsaz deime li ba yesh not menu mat בוטוח שבוסו, ואינקם. So it's בוטוח שבוסו. Not ואינקם בוטוח שבוסו, but בוטוח שבוסו ואינקם is בוטוח שבוסו. מאחד שלו, הוא יסו מוחשבס, מופשטס או יחשובו בייסר. עד כאן לשני. ותאמה אני, אם יוצא דבורים אלו מפי מרשל, שמעיד מוי מי, וכבכתיחו כדי לו וחשובו מעיד, ונחתך ממנו קצת, נעימה שבוטוח שבוסו, ואמרינון בסיף שאחזד לבוטוח שבוסו מכיח נסחסי קונחת אחת שתבע צרוס ואין די מזה ליבריה דכל שניתר צס ממנו אין שם בריה עולר מה שאין כן היה so what if it was הופשת האבוס in other words the hide of the אבוס was taken off so ניתר תפארתי so the אבוס doesn't look so nice so but that has nothing to do with the חויל ישרבית ואין די מזה ליבריה דכל שניתר צס ממנו אין שם בריה עולר ועל קורח אין לסמך על זה למעשה רק כמו שהיו הוכח מקרוק הענאו, דכל חתיך הורוי אליך בית אחשוב, חתיך היא, אף על פי שיחשוב אבייסה. נאו, כוסף בבוש דייסן קליני של האב זייס, של אבו זייס שנפחו ללבם, כי החשוב מהם והדחשוב מהם לבקם. נאו, we have to explain the משל also the same way, I mean, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. In other words, דכך מקרוק הפסקנט, the dead membrane of the חוזה of the chest of the אבוס, after the hide was taken off from the avos, so then the hide even above the chest, so was taken off, so then it is still really shabbat. And the mashal says, the mashal says, since it's nikol tifarto, so mimele it's not really shabbat. So you have to explain the mashal also the same way as I said in connection with the Isaveta. In other words, apparently in the time of the Mashal, when an important guest was served, so in order to show respect to the distinguished guest, so the Balasabais or the Balabais didn't want to put on the plate of the important guest the chest part of the Avos with the hide completely stripped off. I mean, with the skin completely stripped off, because it was probably considered by those people that it's a diminution in the covet. So of course, that now the guest himself, once he received that portion, so he stripped off the whole skin and he ate it. So because of that, the Chachmei Kroke paskened that even though the practice was to put on the plate with the skin unstripped off, But since no one ate it without stripping off the skin, so Memele, even if the Taruves took place before the skin was stripped off, so it's considered Chturo Yom Yisrael. And the Mashal says no. It's not that the Mashal emphasizes the beauty of the Avos, of the goose. But since people were makpit to put it on the plate of the guest before in an unstripped form, so even though no one ate it before he stripped off the skin, so it's not considered Chticho in Israel. And the Chachmik Choke felt that it doesn't make any difference as long as it's eaten that way by all important guests. So even though the practice was to put it on the plate in an unstripped form, so it's still considered Chticho in Israel. Now all these things, do not have any special significance, because that could vary from place to place and from time to time. Now, the Mashal discusses, says, Shebehiv mikim shoyisi shakuk von shalavos choshev ol ischavitot. All right, so that was in the days of the Mashal. But today, here in this country, I never saw a goose in my life since I'm here in Europe. So avosim were used, were eaten. But, whoever hears goose, whoever hears of geese meat, duck meat, yes, but turkey we hear, but geese meat, no one hears. So certainly here, if an avos will come mixed up, so it will not be considered as a chticha or in Yisrabit. Alright, vein chiluk. So Ramos says, vein chiluk bein Yisrabu b'mino amoy shaloi b'mino. Peirush d'olion dobo sheyesh l'matirin. בסימן קובייז אמרינון, בעיני מיני אפילו בדובה שיש למטירים בוטו, וחוסו ביסה והטה. כלל חופי, דקלוחים אל ינשור דבורים, שאין מזבקו, קוים בריה וכתיכורי לסחבית, דיסווי כמותה. כמו שקוסו פריש סימן קוב, דניסרו בעיני מינון ולמנך שבסי, ובאת. So ביסה והטה says, וג'וסט אז לביזווי, דובה שיש למטירים. So he say, only מין במיני, דובה שיש למטירים נק בוטו. But min shaloi b'minei, dova sheish l'matirin, is bottle. Min shaloi b'minei, dova sheish l'matirin, is bottle. So is bottle. So the Isaveta says that the same thing applies kosher. Likabi b'aryech, tichorui l'ischabit, of the v'choshuv, that min shaloi b'minei, so does become bottle. Only by min b'minei, it doesn't become bottle. But this is what Isaveta says. So the Ramo is chilik on the Isaveta. So this is what is mentioned in the parenthesis. Das atzmei u'mashmoes aposkim u'lafuki Isaveta. V'chilik of Ramo v'dikos of Rashbo v'ashuchnoch v'simen kuf v'gdeiro shel yirokeis. So according to the Isaveta now, so you have another, if you want to look for a teirin, because the gdeirin in the time of the Orach HaShulchan and in the time of the Mishnas Yaakov, so looked, even the time of the Krisi Uplesi, they looked for a teirin, how to be able to eat vegetables, yirokeis, because many times you found insects in the yirokeis. So, and an insect does not become bottle, with Rabbanon, not feel bottle. So the Gdelin looked for a teirin. Why? Because Kidayu Reb Shimon Lismichol of Bishasatrak. So even if we can find a Shites Yochit, so Bishasatrak, so they look for such Shites. So the crazy place he found the Heter, because the Shite of the Rash and the Rashbo. That Iberia becomes bottle in 960. All right, and then the Mishknes Yaakov mentioned the Heter, that when do we say that Iberia is not bottle, even though it's very small, only if it is so small that it cannot be seen on account of the fact that it is mu'rev with other things. But when it's isolated and it's by itself, so without looking attentively, you can readily see it. Mashein kein, if it is the kind of a small creature, that even when it's isolated, you have to look very attentively. I mean, and in order to notice it, so then, this is what the Mishkanes Yaakov says. And then the Ruach HaShulchan gives another heta. The Ruach HaShulchan says that if the insect is that kind of an insect, that it would give it pogum in its afshil, so that kind of an insect, so it does become bottle, even midrabah, if it gives it pogum. All right, so actually you can find another heta. I mean, it's a pele that they don't mention that, because the shita of the Isav Heter, Monefshech, if you are going to rely on the Shittas Yochid, so you can rely on the Shittas Yochid of the Isav Heter, the shita of the Isav Heter is that the halacha that Berye, or any of a choshev is not bottle, a fila be'alev, applies only to min b'minei, min shaloi b'minei not. Now certainly all this problem arises in connection with min shaloi b'minei, let's say you have, first of all, yirokeis or in soup, so that barrier is min shaloi b'minei, so you could use that as a heta too? Anyway, so v'chilik olav ramo, minikos av rashbo v'ashchono b'simen kuf, b'gdeir shal yirokeis shenevod b'barrier, da'ak lo oser, sh'mamena afilo shaloi b'minei lepteilo, ha'barrier, uve'emes, dvorov, ובאמת זבור ועצמם של איסב הטה סייסכים זה זה ובכלל ממגים וכוסף הר בדינים ביטלויים שאיסכים תרובס וכוסף ביטרס חטוס וכוסף ביטרס חטוס כלל מם דשען בידובו שיש לו מתירים שנחשיבס מצד איסר עצמי אלא מאחר שיהיה לו היתר אחר כך לא ירוצו חכומים שיבטן וכל שניסריף שלוי במידי אין ההתר נקרא על דובר עושר אלו על שם הדובר שניסר בי והווה כמי שאין לי מתירים עד כאן לשני. So that is the time that the Teres Chatos mentioned. It's a very strange time. It sounds very thin. I mean, this distinction is going like, I mean, it sounds very thin. So the Teres Chatos explains it. The reason as to why we distinguish between דובר שיש מתירים מין במיני and דובר שיש מתירים מין שלוי במיני, because let's say what's an example of what's a perfect example of דובר שיש מתירים. חודש is a perfect example of דובר שיש מתירים. Why? Because after the הקרובס העימר, after the זיון וניסן, so חודש becomes מותה. So ממילא חודש is אפילו באלף לבוטל, but only מין במיני חודש אפילו באלף לבוטל, but מין שלוי במיני, so chodosh is bottle. So what does it mean? Let's say if chitin of chodosh al nisarif with chitin of yoshin, so then afilo be'alef lebottle. But suppose chitin of chodosh al nisarif with seirim barley of yoshin, so then it does become bottle. So Teres Chatos explains it. If chitin of chodosh al miurev with chitin of yoshin, so then, suppose there would be people. Suppose there would be people. So what would it mean? That the identity of the chitin of chodosh would get lost in the chitin of yosh. But so the identity of the chodosh, of the shem chodosh, would be wiped out as a result of the bittul in the chitin of yosh. But the identity of the chitin wouldn't be destroyed, because the solvent, the chitin of yoshin, the thing, the substance in which the iser becomes bottle, suppose it would become bottle. So which identity would be destroyed, would be wiped out? The legal identity would be wiped out. Because then you would say, there is no chodosh. There is no chodosh. But you wouldn't say that the identity of chitin, the physical identity of chitin is destroyed, because after all, the solvent is also chitin. There is a difference only in the legal essence of the iser, of the chodosh, vis-a-vis the heta, the yosh. But physically it's the same thing. This is chitin and this is chitin. So even if bittul would take effect, so what identity would be wiped out as a result of the bittul? The legal identity, but the physical identity of the Chodosh wouldn't be wiped out because it will still be called Chitin. It will still be called Chitin. So Mimele, the Chachamim said, no, it doesn't become bottle. Because even if Bittul would take place, so the physical identity of the heretofore Iser, of the Chitin of Chodosh, would remain intact. So Mimele, the Chachamim said, it does not become bottle. Mashein kein, if you have it aruves, of Chitin of Chodosh, became Yurev, in Bali of Yoshin, suppose Bittul would take place. So not only the legal identity of the Iser would be wiped out, the physical identity of the Iser would also be wiped out. How will it be called once there is Bittul? And there is Bittul, because the Chachamim were not misaking that Chodosh, Min Shaloi B'Minei, should not become Bottle. So once it is Bottle, if it is Mi'urev, so not only the legal identity of the heretofore Chitin of Chodosh is wiped out, the physical identity is wiped out. You don't have any more Chitin. As a result of the Bittul, you don't have any Chitin. Everything merges into the Seirim. Some Mele, the Chachomim were not misakein that it shouldn't become one. This is what Teres Chada says. Because of Teres Chada's call mem, Nishana bidava sheish matirin shinachshiv in tzadei Yisaratzim. Elo macha sheish lehetar hakach, lo yirotzu chachomim sheyivateil. V'chol she... So, why lo yirotzu chachomim sheyivateil? Because even if Bittul would take place, so, what kind of a Bittul would it be? A legal Bittul. But the legal identity of the heretofore Iser would be wiped out. But the physical identity of the heretofore Iser wouldn't be wiped out. So Mimele, the Bittul wouldn't be complete. Because the physical identity would remain intact. As far as the physical identity would is concerned, so instead of being wiped out, so what would happen? It would be confirmed. It would be supplemented. In other words, there would be more of the physical identity of that chit. So Mimele, since this is the pshat in the Teres Chatos, since even if Bittul would take effect, so the Bittul wouldn't be absolute Bittul, because only the legal identity of the chitim would be what? So he says, V'chol sh'nisarev shaloi b'minei na heta nikra al dovaros asher dovash nisarev bein. Oh, but suppose it's nisarev shaloi b'minei? Ein na heta nikra al dovaros asher dovash nisarev bein. V'havi kimi she'ilu imatir. Ad kan lisheni. U'visim en kubbei sif alef kosaf tim shimaram, ta'amachar yisanochem mekol mokim ni yideya, ba'ago ezu yichshay chikam li yin risuk u'bitlach tichom machmas lechtach, u'vi hanireh. די תויסיי ויש קאן און קיין וועגן איז אסימען אַז קוזע שכנו רושם טייל לחן מקי מקלאו ימו שו ליס אַפ קומט טאָרס ווען יער פירוש אין טים צריי מאַש קאן ביסן לכל בחל צאַפ איך זיי די שמע נאַכט אַх ווי חוסע ביסווייט אַ קול חפיי די דין זע האנה ווי שישים ביסן גראייט אין טייל מיי מאל נאו ווי אקספליין דאט לאס טיימ סיף יו דאל אַ וואו גאב די חול דוכ דע טייל אין בירוב יער דה הוכע איך קלמיי מאַ אַדראב קול שנישטאל איך מקד מוסע מין רייבו והבית מכל ביפוריס מרובי קופוריס ונמצא שהוא ניסה שהוא עמוד למשתנה והופחס בקד מוסי מרי בגוי שרדורי אבל אין לי מרתם לכל קבוע כי מחצה על מחצו תתו היא כן עצי דיקן יש לפני איכו שני קביס הוא היה יכול להכיל כאן נחתה והשני של ניסה שלא נחתך ואם כן תווי או יולי מה שהוא ניסה בחיל כאן נחתך כי חיליק זה הרוב נגד הקבוע השני הקור צורך לימה כמו תירס מרי שסבורו שהוא בחיל כאן נשא קיים that we apply called the poris to that which changes demis um khavnis im khvolis yof mashme be mare gam ki ye shavis va afo gam gam shume na kol ken sa sage mare shume le khud ho khashane ki mish efshel im vure gam ki na de shim khvonim yof be khituch so it's possible to determine that by seeing whether it fits in the when you put them together like a crossword puzzle so mamela we have to do it gam kein knier lane dai vi khosav vi sav heter klaun und beis atoshin und pkiin kol kach im und hat be kai gabne im loy shi efres gotl vinika so I explained at that time that it's only shaykh to say we are not pkiin if if the Hakofe is not 100%, but you see, it fits, let's say, one Rosh fits approximately and the better than the other Rosh with a certain keves. But the other Kvasim, it also fits, but not so well. So then we say we're not keen. But suppose we see that one Rosh fits perfectly, one keves, and the other Kvasim, it doesn't fit at all. I mean, it's like pushing in, trying to push in something where it doesn't belong. So then we cannot say, we're not keen, but they're not stupid either, you see. So if let's say, the same Rosh can fit the other Kvasim also, more or less, but this particular keves, it fits better. So then we say we are not keen. But if we see that there is a hefres godel v'nika, so mimele, then there is no shaila that even we can do it. Umele chomis al kosav zolishenu ikbal tuchachem echot shikum perachomim im nimtzumayim b'resh keves echot dimitra vil nidemise keves in yesh lili b'chut asare shal akvosim b'chol keves shinimtzu b'mayim b'neyach shebrosh yiyem mayim b'chut hanimshach ma'meyach shal shedre v'teilin shehrosh umeisi keves la'ater achiris. If the treife consists in the fact that there was mayim in the resh, so in other words, so we can determine which keves it is if we see moisture in any thread, you know, that is drawn, that is traced to a certain rosh. So Memele, but he says, is daiti shame bidov azek dai lahatir ol of sofik treves kivin shol nimtzo b'talmud v'pasu. Val v'lechticha shol nim lechop teva dei nisura machmas atzmo rak machmas dama b'lu abo kol lechticha shol nesho akedi klipe Ptelo, Dara Klipo in the Ruyam is Chab. So the Ramos says two things. One is the Chticha Shulinim Lecho. So even though the Chticha in itself is Ruyam is Chabit, but since the Chticha in itself is not Osea, it's only Osea because it was not Nimlach, some Mele, it was Bileya, its own dam. So it's not Yisur Machmas Atzmo, so if that Chticha was Nisari, with other Chtichas, so it's Muta. It's bought. And then, that we're supposed the Chticha is only Nesro Kidei Klipe, so it's Pteil. Now let's see the Shach. Ein lo din Chticha yiru l'ischabi. Note that Siv Dalet first. So he says that Vafilu l'mishasei veya. Vafilu l'mishasei veya. That in show is sure. Chticha atmas neveila in lo din chticha roi lischabi. Hatam kosva sharidur esim emale varashbo varanu shor poskim mishum likhol mokein eno yisra nivla bo choshuv chticha roi lischabi. Now I said in the previous year that this aloche that the Torah says that even according to the Rishonim who applied the halacha of Chticha Atzmon Asis Nevele to show Isurim, but he does not have a din of Chticha Ruy L'Ischabed, only was a Becholov. So I said that is probably true according to the Rishonim who applied the din of Chticha Ruy L'Ischabed mid Rabbanon, but not according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Heter is Nepach Lisa. But so the reason I said it is because the Ran is the one who mentions the halacha that when something is it was Bilei Aisa. So even though the Ran does not agree with Rabbi Ephraim, and he holds that the halacha of Tichat Mas Nevele applies to Shor Isurim, but the Ran says that we don't apply the din of Ticha Ruy L'Ischabit. And the Ran is one of those Rishenim who say there is a din of Ticha Atzmon Asis Nevele by Shor Isurim, but only by the Rabbanon, as Exeirem Shimbose B'cholom. And the Ran is the one who says that the halacha of Ticha Ruy L'Ischabit does not apply to Shor Isurim, even though the halacha of Ticha Atzmon Asis Nevele does apply. But then I saw I saw in the Rishenim that no one of the among the Rishenim mentions that according to Rav Netan, that midraise, so tam ki ikea implies that the heter is nepach liisea, that according to the Rav Netan shite, so the aloha of tiche really is chavi does apply. So apparently, I mean, it's not so. And the question arises, why is it so? Why is there a distinction between Basa B'cholov on one hand and Shori Surin, where it's also Heta Nepach Liyisea, so it should have the same din as Basa B'cholov? So it seems that the Rishenim distinguish between something that becomes Osea because it was Bileya Osea. So even though Chticharatz Manas Nevela implies that the whole thing is Oser and we need Shishim to get the whole thing, but why is the whole thing Oser? Because it absorbed Isa. So let's say if a Boso Heter, let's say a Chticharatz Boso Heter that has 9 Gzeisim absorbed 1 Kazayis of Chelev, so all the 10 Gzeisim is considered the Chticharatz Yisure. And let's say according to Rametar, of Isa because it has the blia of Isa. Mashein, so Mimele, we don't apply the aloha of Tichorin Ischabit. Mashein came by Boso Becholov, so we cannot say that when a Chtichas Boso of 9 Gzeisim absorbed 1 Kazayis of Cholov, so then the whole Chatiche of 10 Gzeisim is a Chtichas Isa because it absorbed Isa. Because what do you call Isa? What do you call Heter? I mean, the Cholov is not anymore Isa than the Boso. It's the synthesis or the combination of the two together. So Mimele, the Aloch of Tichoril Ischabit applies only to Boso Cholov. Because each component by itself before was Heter. And then when it combined with another component, so it became an entity of Isa. So Mimele, it's considered Asur Machmasatzmo. Mashein came, if Ichticha of Heter absorbed Chelev, so too, even according to Rabbi Tam, that Heter is Nebach Liisea. So the whole Chaticha is Isa. But why is the whole Chaticha Isa? Not because of the Heter component, because of the Isa component. So mainly it's not a Sumach Fatzma. In other words, what I said, that this Aloha mentioned by the two, that even according to Rishenim, that aloha of Tichnatzmas Nevela does apply to Shori Surim, but the aloha of Tichoril Ischabit doesn't apply. It's only true according to the other Rishenim, who do not agree with Rav Netan, and who say that Tichnatzmas Nevela applies to Shori Surim only in the Rabbanon. But according to Rav Netan, it's like Basa B'cholov, it's not so. I thought that it is so because the Ran is the one who mentions it, and the Ran happens to hold that Chtichas was Nevela by Shori Surim is only the Rabbanon. But I saw that other Rishenim also mentioned the same thing, and they don't say that it doesn't hold true according to Rabbanon. All right. Now, Sifei, Vavu Chticho Shalui Nim Lecho, Ayin Liyul Simen Samachtes. Now, Sifov, Kol Chticho Shalui Nesro Akridi Klipe, Ptei Lodar, Aklipo in Ruyo Lishabit. Kosov Bisev Alechem Hamudeis, Vizel Rishenim. ויצורך יהיו דמייך נסחי כדי קליפו כי אם אל תהי שקיבלו טעם ואיסה בדבר אחר ואם כן אפילו כשנסחו כולו עד כאן לשם so the Lechem Chamudis is the kashe against this Ramo so how can this haloche have any significance now when can Echtiche become Oseah only כדי קליפו When? If it was Bileya, a Dovarosa. Because if the Chtiche itself is a Dvar Yisea, so then the whole Chtiche is also not only the Klippe of the Chtiche. So how can we visualize that the Chtiche in its entirety is not Osa, but only the Klippe of the Chtiche is Asuro, if the Chtiche is not Osa? In other words, if it's not Asuro Machmas Atzmo, but it was Bileya. How was it Bileya? Let's say Aldi Yeru, or al dimiliche. So the blia is not bikulo, it's only kiriklipe. So why does the Ramo have to resort to a special chidesh, that where the whole chidesh is not osir, only the klipe is osir? So then we don't apply the din of the horilis chavit. We can't apply the din of the horilis chavit for a different reason, because since only the klipe is osir, so that means it's not osir machmas atzmo. The klipe became osir because it was belaya isir, because one chidesh was nimlach together with another chidesh that is osir. So Mimele, the heretofore Chticha of Eter, absorbed the Yisrael from the Chticha's Yisrael from Miliche. Kidei Klipe. Or, let's say, you poured, Aldiru from Dovo Yisrael. So Mimele, so it only, Iru Asas only Kidei Klipe. So it's not a Surah Machmasa Atzmo. This is what he says. The Meir and Esra the Klipe, Kibal Dishi, Kibal Tam, Yisam, Yom Racha, Vim Kina, Fim Shin Esra, Kulo, Ad Kan Lishini. Vim Kashi Mide. So the Shach gives it very simple terrets and Lecha Hamur is Kashi. Tom is Kachas Lobos and Chol, Vikalov. In other words, suppose you are Mileach, Bos all together with cheese. So then, Mileach Hare Kriseach, so it was absorbed the cheese. But how much did it absorb? Only kiri klip, because miliach harikiseach is not mavliya bicholo. So mele, but basa bicholo is asur machmas atzmo basa bicholo. Is asur machmas atzmo. So, but in this case, in view of the fact that only a klipe is an entity of basa bicholo, the klipe of the chaticha of the chatichas basa is an entity of basa bicholo, not the whole chaticha. So mele, we don't apply the din of Chticha Ruyel Yisrael. We don't apply the din of Chticha Ruyel Yisrael. Umikol Moki, Ma Sheheitzi Kinarav Miteis Vesplim Atzosi. But the question is, in other words, the Etzem din is not difficult. But, in parentheses, it says, Voras Ateis Ves, where does Teis say that? Rak Shemiteis Ves Perigidam Noshe, Rishtav Tzadik Vov, Kosvu Bishem, Aram, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, that's the Baal Yirei. Di biklipe uchahai gavne lo yamrinon chticha nasis nevele. V'in raya mizet lo have chticha roi lishabit. All that the Yisra says, Tav Tzadik Vov, in Chum, is that we do not apply the aloche of chticha nasis nevele where the blia is kidei klipe. This is that. But he doesn't say that aloche of chticha roi lishabit doesn't apply. That he doesn't say. V'in raya mizedo ehavich ticho roi lishabit. V'ho raya, so maybe the aloche of chtich nasis nevele, all that the Yireim says is that aloche of chtichat nasis nevele doesn't apply when the bli is only kriklipe. But maybe the aloche of ticho roi lishabit does apply, and if it will happen, it was a becholov. If it will happen, it was a becholov. So mimele, so in Achnami, now so from the lotion of the Shach, it's mashma. From the lotion of the Shach, it's mashma. That Teisves, when Teisves says in the name of the Yireim, of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, that the aloche of Ticha Atzmo Asis Nevele doesn't apply to a case where the Bliya is not Bikulo, only Kidei Klipe, that applies even to Bosa B'cholov. That they say that this din, that the aloche of tichat was nevele is not shayach when the bliya is only kidei klipe, that it applies to bosa b'cholov as well. In other words, if bosa, if tichas bosa was nimlach together with cheese with cholov, and it was bliya kidei klipe from the cheese, so then this aloche. Of doesn't apply. So the Primigodim says in regard to the Shach, he says that inasmuch as Teisves, Tav Tzadik Vov, discusses, doesn't discuss Pasa B'cholavdeya. He discusses Ada Yisoy, the Yisadam. In other words, the Yisadam, Ada Yisoyim, Chelev. So Mimele, that the whole din, that Teisves mentions the name of Rameleza Memitz, that Bichlipe, Loyamrinoch, Tichnas, Nevele, that applies only to Shorisoy. And Teisves Shita is that mid rabbonon da loche of tiche tiche atzmonasis nevele applies to shori surim as well. As we say, we mishum basa becholov. So the Mele Teisve says in the name of Rabbeinu Elazar Mimitz that is only shayech when there is bliye bechule, but not where bliye is only kidei klipe. Let's say when the bliye takes place through miliche or through iru, it's only kidei klipe. Masheinke, and it's very mistaba like the primitive godin. Masheinke. In Bosa B'cholov, where the aloha of Tichas was Nevela is the right aloha, because that's the essential feature of Bosa B'cholov, that the Bosa heretofore is Eter, the Cholov heretofore is Eter, and when the two combine together, Al Tibishu, they become Osea, so then, even Al Diklipe, even when the Blia takes place, Al Diklipe, the aloha of Tichas was Nevela applies. The aloha of Tichas was Nevela applies. So Mimele, but the Shach doesn't assume like that, because the Shach at first mentions the kashe of the Lechem Chamudes. So how does the Rambam mention this din? This din cannot even be visualized. It has no relevance, because Mimolev Shach, if it's only Osa Kediklipe, so that means it's not Asur Machmas Atzmo. So the Shach gives the Teretz, no, that the din of the Rambam has reference to Bosa B'cholo. And still he says that this Teisves is no mocker for this din. That Teisves only says that the aloha of Tichatzmas is Nevela doesn't apply, but not that the aloha of Tichoril is Chabe doesn't apply. So it appears from the Shach that the Shach holds that when Teisves says in the name of Releza Memitz that when the Bliya is only Kediklipe, so there is no aloha of Tichatzmas is Nevela, that applies to Bosa B'cholov also, because according to the Shach, so this din of the Rambam has reference to Bosa B'cholov. It couldn't have reference to Shorisoy. But it's very mistaber what the Primi Kodim says, that Rabbi Eleza Mimitz Shite applies to Shorisoy, but doesn't apply to Bosa B'cholov. And not only doesn't apply to Bosa B'cholov, where the Bliek, the Klipe by Bosa B'cholov takes place as a result of Bishul. But even where the Bliya Kedeklipe takes place in Bosa B'cholov as a result of Moliach, so then you could say, well, it wouldn't be Bosa B'cholov Midraisa anyway, because there are Bishlo Sotero, and where the Bliya of Bosa B'cholov takes place to Moliach HaRekeseya, that's not Bishul Mamesh, so then it's not Bosa Midraisa, so even the Klipe is not Bosa Midraisa, it's only Zer Rabbonon. So Mimele, it should have the same din, like the Chtichanas Nevela of Shori Sorim, but the Primikodim distinguishes, and it's very stabilized Primikodim. Because true, when the bliya of Bosa B'cholov itself, let's say in Achtichas Bosa, was salted together with cheese, so then it doesn't, even the Kediklipe doesn't become Bosa Midraise, because there are Bishlo Sotero. But Midrabonon, it is based, Midrabonon, it comes under the category of Bosa B'cholov, that is Midraise Osa. So Memele, even the Drabonon of Bosa B'cholov is Mochomo. So when does Rabbi Eleza Mimitz say that where the bliya is kideklipe? So the aloha of Tichas Nevela doesn't apply. That he says that in regard to Shori Sorim, where the whole thing of the whole concept of Tichas Nevela is only midrabanon. Mashenkin by Bosa B'cholov, where the concept of Tichas Nevela is midraise. So even in a case where it's not midraise, because the bliya took place not only the bishul, but through Moliach, so it's still the aloha of the Tichas Nevela does apply. All right, but so in other words, the primikotim is chilik hameshach. All right. Ve'in raya mized lahavech ticha orin yishabit. V'ho raya do midivri rav yoshi ve'amot chepirik dan yoshi gabi Moliach cholov uboso mivuha ve'a afilu biklipe amrinon dich ticha orin yishabit lo yibot aval gav disfir li behedye Amrinon, Chtichanas is Nevela, Bechotzi Chtich. בחוץ יחתיך, וכמי שהביא המוד חי על שמי. So in other words, so as a matter of fact, according to what the Primigodim says, so that's no kashe against the Shach. I mean against the Ramo. I mean that's no kashe against the Ramo, according to what the Primigodim says. Because what does he mention? He mentions two Mordechais. On one hand, the Mordechai holds the way Amrino Chetiche Nasi Nevele Bechot Chetiche. So where the Chetiche becomes also only Kili Klipe, so even vis-a-vis the Chot Chetiche, the Klipe, so we don't say Chetiche Atzmas Nevele. On the other hand, he says that where Cholov and Boso, let's say, were Nimlach together, a piece of meat and a piece of cheese, were Nimlach together, so we apply the Aloche of Chetiche really is Chabe, it's Afilabel of the Bot. So we see that it's two separate things. No, but according to what the Primigodim says, so that's no kashe against the Ramo. Because it's possible to say like the Ramo. In other words, that for the same reason that we don't say, that for the same reason that we don't say, Chetiche really is Chabe, that we don't say Chetiche really, that Chetiche Atzmas is Nevele, when the Bli is only Kedik Lipe, so Mimele, we don't say Chetiche really is Chabit either. We don't say Chetiche really is Chabit either. But the reason is why the Mordechai says, and there is no stira between the two Mordechais, because the Mordechai that says that we do not say that Mordechai is reference to Shorin Surin. The Mordechai that says that we apply the aloche of Chetiche really is Chabeit, or Chetiche really is Chabeit by Bli Ekdi Klipe. That Mordechai is reference to Melia Cholov Boso. Melia Cholov Boso. Alright. V'chein Rabbi Yeruchem, Svirle, the Bli Klipe Amrino Chetiche really is Chabeit, Loi Bot. ובייס ידגים לו היבי דייש בפושים די בחוץ יחתיך אלו ימרים ונאסס נבילה מיו בתשובה סממיני מוצא סימשמע די בקליפ אלו ימרים ונדב יחתיך אלו רואי אלי סחבית. So in other words, so he says, from thesis there is no rai. And according to the Mordechai, so there is no connection between the two. So true, and according to the Mordechai, so true that by Klipe we don't say, Chetichat Nas Nevele, but we do say, Chetiche really is Chabit. But he concedes that the Agoyis Maimin does say that where the Bliye is only Kli Klipe, so then we don't say Chetiche really is Chabit. Vehuvo Bagoyis Haridure. Ba'amaschelas Maise Bo, Maise Lepnevitzor Chleima, the Rav Yovis Yaiti, Mayreshim Yiklifu Yiye Chetiche really is Chabit. So in other words, so he mentioned that Rav Yo says, the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yo, that if Cholov and Boso were Nimlach together, so then, and then that Chetichas Boso that was Bleiak the Klipe from the Cholov was mixed up with other Chetichas Boso, so I feel a bell of the body. So in other words, so we see that the Mordechai, I mean the Rav Yo, doesn't agree with this din of that Ramo mentions in the name of Teisves. But there is a question that arises. All right, so there is no such aloche that if the Bliye is only Kli Klipe, so then the aloche of Chetiche really is Chabit doesn't apply. So it does apply, but how can it be really is Chabit? After all, if it is only Osa Kli Klipe, so Memele, the Klipe itself is not fit to be served to important guests. So we have to apply the Rav Yo's din to a case where the klipe is a substantial klipe. In other words, and the klipe itself can be served to important guests. Otherwise, if bimtzias, it's not really schabit. So it's not shayach to say that it doesn't become bottle because it's not really schabit, because it's really schabit. When bimtzias, it's not really schabit, so we have to limit it to a case sheim yiklipu yich ticho yilis chabit. Alright. Now simen kubbeis. Kol davar sheyesh li matirim. Ki im beitzu shenol dem yontem, שרוי על מוחו, אם נסער בו באחרים, בין שלמה ובין תרופו, אלה פתאו אפילו באלה. והפילוסופיק ימנהל בו ביונטר, ונסער בו באחרים הסורץ, ונסער בו בשביל מינו, פתאו בסמך. פתאו בסמך. סונר דה זה הלוח עד, זה דובר שיש לו מתירן אפילו באלף בוטל. זה צד רבון עדיק הלוח, מדרעי סעיב, זה דובר שיש מתירן איס בוטל באלף. נאו, all the rishonim, almost all the rishonim say, there is a shitas yochid, I mean to the contrary, but we don't pass like that. But almost all rishonim say, that the halacha of dovah sheyesh matirin afilu be'alef bottle, so is limited only to min b'minei, but it doesn't apply to min shaloi b'minei, min shaloi b'minei. So dovah sheyesh matirin is distinguished from all the other things that are not bottle. Let's say tricho oil is chabit is not bottle, berry is not bottle, dovah shebimiyan is not bottle. So all these things apply equally to min shaloi b'minei, just as it as they apply to min b'minei. Masha'in kein dovah sheyesh matirin is unique. Only by min b'minei dovah sheyesh matirin it does not become bottle. But by min shaloi b'minei even dovah sheyesh matirin does become bottle. Now, why is it that dovah sheyesh matirin min b'minei does not become bottle? That's the Rabbanan become loche, but with the Raise, it does become bottle. It does become bottle. So he says, call Dova Sheishl Matirim, what's an example of Dova Sheishl Matirim? Beito Shemok Dom Yontet. So that's an example of Dova Sheishl Matirim, the Gemara mentions it. Another example of Dova Sheishl Matirim is Chodosh. Why? For the same reason. Beito Shemok Dom Yontet, so after Yontet, it's Muter. Chodosh, after HaKoves HaEmer, after Tazayim Benissen, it's Muter. So that's an example of Dova Sheishl Matirin, where the thing is destined to become muta by itself, just by virtue of the lapse of time. So it automatically it will become muta. But there is another case of Dova Sheishl Matirin, where by the lapse of time, it will not automatically by itself become muta. But a certain maise, through a certain maise, it will become muta. Let's say, neder. If somebody assert, let's say, a certain eichel upon himself, then that eichel became mixed up with other ochlim. He assert a certain chale upon himself, bineda. Then that chale became mixed up with other chales. Min b'minei. So we say, afilu be'alef libot. Why? Because he can go to Yechochem or to Gimlet Yeitis and ask Shaila that he should be matir him the neder, so he said, Dova Sheishl Matirin. So this is a different type of Dova Sheishl Matirin. It's not like Beit HaShinol Dabi Yomtev for Chodosh. Chodosh and Beit HaShinol Dabi Yomtev are destined to become muter by virtue of the lapse of time, automatically. Masha'in ki neder, or tevil. So, before he said, Ma'i say neder, because he can be Sheila Chochem, tevil. Because he can be misakenet, he can be maifris, he can be mafris, maisres, maisasheni, and so on. I mean, so it's dovah sheishl matirin because there is a way to be matired through pidyon or by taking it to Yerushalayim, so on. So memele. So that's another type of dovah sheishl matirin. So one type of dovah sheishl matirin is where it's destined to become muter through the lapse of time. Another type of dovah sheishl matirin is where it's muter through a certain mais. Then, according to the Rif, there is a third type of Dovah Sheishl Matirin. So two types of Dovah Sheishl Matirin we have according to all Rishonim. But according to the Rif, there is a third type of Dovah Sheishl Matirin, which is even more chobo, but only the Rif, that's the Rif Shite, the other Rishonim Achilik. The Rif Shite is that if pas was baked in the same tano with meat, they didn't touch each other. There was no contact, but it was in the same time, in the same oven. So the fact that the pas was baked in the same oven with meat, so the meat injected a reach of the reach of the meat in the pas, not tam, but reach. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Levi as to whether reiche milse or reiche lav milse, and we pasken, Rav says reiche is milse. So in other words, if poso shchuto, according to Rav, if Bosoch Shchuto was broiled in the same oven with Nevelo, even though they didn't touch each other, but it gave a reach of the Nevelo in the Shchuto, so the Shchuto is Oseh. That's Rav. Levi says, Reich Elav Milse. And we pass like Levi.
So the Rif says, but if meat, if pas was baked together with meat, in the same oven, even though we pass Reich Lav Milse, so why do we pass Reich Lav Milse? Because Reich is like mashu. So Mimele, it's bottle, Bishishim is bottle, Rob is bottle, Bishishim. Mashayin Kain, Gabidova Sheyeshil Matirim. So there is no bittle berov and bittle bishishin. Afilum even mashu asserts. So mimele this pas is it or sheishul matirin, because who forces him to eat the pas together with milk? He can eat the pas together with meat or with pareve, not with milk. So mimele the Rif paskens that he's not allowed to eat that pas with milk. Why? Because in view of the fact that it has another shimush, he can have a use of etta to eat it with pareve and meat, and not to eat it with milk. So mimele dova sheishul matirin afilu belef the bottle. So he's not allowed to eat it with milk. So first of all, that the Rishani mentioned two asoges against the Rif. Number one is, how can the Rif say that is dova sheishul matirin? Dova sheishul matirin means, let's say, like chodosh or beis shel dor biyontev. So the same thing that is also now leachas man to become muta. Mashein kein, this meat, this pas that was boiled with meat, so it will never. So what does he say? That it's also to eat it with milk. Why? Because it's yeshli matirin to eat it with meat. But the same use has no heter at any time. It has. There is a way of eating it through another use. So that does not come within the aloha of Dova Sheish Matirim. Dova Sheish Matirim means that if the same use is destined to become muta, but if in that particular use it's not destined to become muta, but it can be muta through another use, so that has nothing to do with Dova Sheish Matirim. So that's one reason as to why most Rishenim Achilik and Rif Shite. Then another reason as to why the Achilik and the Rif Shite is the whole halacha of Dova Sheish Matirim Afilu the bottle applies only to Mimine. But here, when the Rif asserts the pas to be eaten together with meat, together with milk, I mean, when the Rif asserts that pas that was boiled, that was baked together with meat, that it should not be eaten together with milk, so that's min shaloi Mimine. That's min shaloi bimine. And by min shaloi bimine, because why? Why does he answer it? Because there is the reach of meat in that pas. But the meat is min shaloi bimine. The reach of meat is min shaloi bimine with the pas. So mimele, by min shaloi bimine, the aloha of the sheish matirin doesn't apply. So what's the sheet of the Rif? I mean, the Rif also agrees with the other Rishenim that by min shaloi bimine, so even the sheish matirin is bottle b'shishin. The Rif Shite is that this type of Dova Sheish Matirin is more chomer than the other two types of Dova Sheish Matirin. The other two types of Dova Sheish Matirin, so right now there is no way of that it should be muta. Only Lachazman, Beit Shalom, Yontef, Chodosh, so you have to wait till after Yontef, you have to wait till after Pesach. So Mimele, but right now there is no way of being getter. And even the Dova Sheish Matirin of Neder or Tevel, So it can become muter, but it's still mechusa maise. So a certain maise has to be done. Mashein kein. So there we say min shaloi bimine, it becomes bottle. Mashein kein here, we're right now without any zman, without any lapse of time, without any maise. So there is a use for which it is muter. So mimele even. So that type of the rishish matirin is not bottle even min shaloi bimine. So in other words, so there are two types of Dova Sheish Matirin that are true according to every Rishon, and then there is a third type of Dova Sheish Matirin that is Osea according to the Rif, but that type of Dova Sheish Matirin according to the Rif is more chomer than the other two types. All right, now. So he says, "V'afilosofikim neil d'biyontem v'nisarvo v'achireis asureis," because there is a machlekes in Gemara in Beis Edav Dalet. One mandoma says that the whole aloche of Dova Sheish Matirin is only the gabi bittle, that I feel better for the bottle. But sops the aloche of Sveike, the Rabbonon, the Kule, applies to Dova Sheish Matirin. And then Ravashi says that Tova sheyesh matirin is another chumre. Besides the chumre that afilu belach libotul, that tzofik is osir. Even sveiked rabon, we don't say sveiked rabon likule by Tova sheyesh matirin. So we pass like Ravashi, that by tzofik, that by Tova sheyesh matirin, so by tzofik rabonon is not lehokir, but it's lechumre. V'afilu tzofik im lim yomter. V'nisalvu v'achir is asuris. V'nisalvu b'sheinu mino, sobtei lo b'samach. Miu, im livnu bo macho, o im nosnu b'gdeiro l'isakin ha'gdeiro, kein shemilu b'itani geiles, ein b'teiro. Now, so, this is mentioned in the name of the Rabbi Netan, that im livnu bo macho, im beitza shenol do b'yontev. So, if you put it in a machal, in order to give a chazus a certain mare, a certain appearance, and a certain time, or it was put in the gdeiro to be misak in the gdeiro, let's say it was used as a milua in the tanigeles, so then it doesn't become what? Why? Because that tanigeles, that tafshil, was niskan, was prepared with the beitza shenol de beyond. But the Arishani Muachilikanet. The Arishani Muachilikanet, and they say that this aloche is of Doshein and Yesh Matir Watla has no application here because it's Minshali Mimine. Let's say you put a beitzo in a machal, in a dish. You put it, let's say, in a certain pudding. You put a beitzo shenol beyond it. Or you put it, you are mimalet bitanigeles. So the tanigeles. And the beitzo, that's minshali b'mine, and minshali b'mine saf, even though she ishul matirin. So, even though she ishul matirin is not, is but. So, the arisheni, who acheli kanet, for that reason, but the arisheni, who does apply the aloche of tovo she ishul matirin. So, what do they say about that taine? After all, it's minshali b'mine. So, they hold that where something is necessary for a certain machel, in other words, you couldn't prepare, I mean, not that you couldn't completely prepare, in other words, the machel wouldn't be good without it. So then it's considered like mimimine. What does mimimine mean? Mimimine means there is a shayches. So in as much as the beitzo is essential for the tanigeles, in other words, so in order that the certain meichel should be prepared, it is necessary to put in the beitzo. So in other words, it is so adapted to that meichel that it can be considered as mimimini. All right. אבל דובר שאיני ביודע ונבדה שיהיה והמתיר אין לי בדין דובר שאיש למתירים לפי חובייצו של סופק טריף שנסעבו באחיר סין בדין דובר שאיש למתירים לפי שנמתיר בוודה ואיני ביודע. So that's the truth is a right.